May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength and Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before I get to my sermon, I have to admit, it really tickled me when Abraham says to God, just one more time, you know, because it reminds me of kids with their parents. You know, well, can we do this one more time? And that's what the Lord's Prayer is all about. Familiarity. So I'm going to start. Jesus was praying. That's our first clue, our first hint. If Jesus, the Messiah, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Redeemer, our Savior and Friend, if Jesus prayed, that means we have to pray. Because we need it a lot more than He did. So definitely, that's our first little hint. And what's good is the disciples, they recognized it. And they said, well, teach us how to pray. So he does. So he starts off. Father, this is how we start our prayers. Father. And that does teach us. It's family. God loves us. He wants a personal relationship. We belong to Him. We are His children. And right there, that should give us humility, comfort, strength, and courage. And then Jesus continues. He says, hallowed be your name. Well, as His children, having a relationship, we are to recognize and realize that God is holy. There is no other God besides the God, the holy God of Israel. And that's us. We're the new Israel. There is none like Him. Our Creator, our Redeemer, our Friend, and our Brother. And this holiness of God Almighty, the Father, is shown to us, manifested to us, through Jesus Christ. That's how we know and have learned all these centuries the true nature of God. It's through Jesus Christ. And then, your kingdom come. Not ours. Your kingdom come. So with the realization that God is holy, He is our Father, He is our Creator and Redeemer, we are to desire God's holy kingdom, His way, His will to be accomplished on earth. Right here and now, we are to want to do His will, not our own. And sometimes, that's a little bit difficult. Like the commandments, the first four commandments are basically, you know, about our relationship with God, and then the last six are our relationship with others, with humanity. So we get to that with the Lord's Prayer, too. Even though it is also our relationship with God all the time. Next is, give us each day our daily bread. We're asking God every day to provide for us, to provide for our basic needs. It doesn't mean that we say to each other, we pray to God, please give me a new house. Or, you know, God, I would really like to have a new motorcycle or a Lamborghini or a new Xbox. Or I'd like to have more money stashed away. Or I'd like to have better clothes. Or the list can go on and on and on. When we go to God, we're asking Him to keep us healthy by providing our daily needs each and every day. And God does provide. And then I have to admit, this has always meant a lot to me. I learned this when I was really young, and it stuck with me. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. Well, first off, that means we know that we sin. We recognize our sin. And then we actually ask God for forgiveness for our specific sins. And then I like the second part, because for Jesus, this is a given. This is a must. We are to forgive those who are indebted or who have sinned against us. So every single time we say the Lord's Prayer, we're telling God, okay, I want you to forgive me the way I forgive others who have sinned against me. That's something. That means we better forgive those people in our hearts and minds. Or we're telling God, don't forgive us. When we learn we've sinned, when we learn to ask forgiveness, when we learn how to forgive others truly, that's when we get more and more and more healing. And our relationship with God grows and grows. Realizing that God is God and we are His children, that's the first ticket. Second is to learn to pray. Third is to love. Love God, others, and ourselves. And we've heard that a lot the last few months. And then the final part, and do not bring us to the time of trial. Well, we know that in Jesus' life on earth, he had many, many temptations. In fact, the first thing after he was baptized, he goes into the wilderness and he's tempted and tempted and tempted. And so are we. But we're not to allow ourselves to be distracted by God. And to do that, we are asking God to fortify us, to strengthen us, for us to use His Holy Spirit to keep us from being sinful, to keep us from being distracted. Think of all the things that are happening today that can keep us from worshiping our God. It's a discipline, a good discipline, a loving discipline, to want to come together, worship the Lord, be together, and worship together. And healed, forgiven, and grow together. We are His faithful people. We are not perfect by any means. But by the fact we're here, by the fact we're trying to learn to pray, each and every one of us, our relationship will grow and grow. And we will become the people of God as a church and as individuals. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you continue to teach us, as your gospel tells us today, to be persistent, to ask, because you will answer our prayers, to search and to seek you out, because you want to be found, and to keep pounding away at your door, because you will always open your door with open arms for us. And we thank you for your love, for your forgiveness, and most of all, your gift of Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.